last week. There were loads of great and energetic ideas to lift our city. Plenty of passion and a real burst of enthusiasm. This wasn't just on the things you'd expect from a business network, but on subjects like food production, waste disposal, street lighting and money. We also talked a lot about London. Manchester's relationship with the capital is always a slightly thorny one, and to be honest, I'm always much happier not to. I'd rather talk about Manchester, frankly. As the Tory magazine editor Fraser Nelson said in the Daily Telegraph last week, Manchester does not behave like it wants to be Britain's second city. It behaves like it wants to be the first. Now, I like it when he says that, and I like it because it's at least partly true, but I actually wish it really was true. Since June last year, and my life-changing visit to Silicon Valley last March, I've been determined to embrace the spirit of partnership and collaboration and to help join up the dots. There is so much to cooperate on, so many opportunities in the city to do things for the betterment of all in Manchester. To simply focus on a narrow, short-term interest does no one any favours. It just reinforces the image of the great cities of the north as nothing more than parochial fiefdoms. Now, we've introduced businesses to new opportunities over the last year. We've opened the door to politicians of all colours and recommended that companies trade with one another who maybe wouldn't have done otherwise. It's what we do, and it's all part of a wider mission for Manchester to become a more grown-up city. Yet at times I've been properly depressed to find myself on the other side of a fault line, drifting away from people I genuinely want to work with and share ideas with, but who have fallen back on supposed enmities and rivalries to the exclusion of, well, me for a start, but it's more than that. I genuinely thought those sorts of rivalries I'd left behind in 1983 when I left school. I've also been caught in the crossfire on some nasty personal battles that really should be beneath those involved. Now, we all have a duty to our businesses to succeed in a competitive environment. I get that. But what I don't get is the nastiness. It's just not necessary, and it narrows your horizons. So here are the questions I'd like you all to ponder this week. Do the media really do justice to the conversations that take place around the city, the initiatives that require backing, not just the ones that their media partners on? Do the universities really want to open their doors to the people of Manchester and share knowledge and expertise, and even to work with one another? And is there really a willingness amongst technology businesses of what they might require from an active financial and professional community rather than just a slightly grumpy complaint that they don't understand their sector? Now, I'd like to think that the answers to all of the above are yes, but I suspect, if we're very honest, that they are no. I'd like to change all of that. Do you want to work with me to do so? Cheers!